This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on this Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all my brothers and sisters out there all across the country and around the world, wherever you're listening to us. By the way, we are broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, and it doesn't matter why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also at Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number one, we have Kyle Ward, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I have somebody saying Happy Valentine's Day in the thing here. I don't know what that's got to do with anything. In the chat room. And we emphasize the words under God, and don't forget that. All right. Well, you know, I'm going to do my best John Kennedy imitation to start things out here. John Kennedy said to Andrew McCabe, who was being drilled yesterday in front of a Senate committee, Lindsey Graham's committee, he says, "You aren't fired for parking in the handicap space." I mean, McCabe was sitting there blowing smoke. He really wouldn't answer the questions he was being asked. And I'm thinking to myself, when the hell are you going to indict this guy?
Yeah, very good question, Captain. As the Senate committee is trying to get down to the bottom of things and so forth, I thought that Senator Cruz also did a wonderful job and his prosecutorial and lawyer abilities were really quite on display yesterday. He was giving the questions very, very strongly and basically saying, "Look, you're contradicting the testimony, for example, of James Comey. Now, is it your testimony that this and this and this didn't happen or did happen?" And he was nailing to the wall for sure.
Yeah. Now, I posted something in the chat room a little while ago. It got several comments. The vaccine that we know is going to be ready to go here pretty quick, maybe even sooner than quick. They'd like to release it in the United States, and the protocol for it was to give it to the nursing homes and the senior citizens. But did you hear what one of the key Biden COVID members of his committee had to say about where it should go? Did you hear?
Yeah, I did. I know that they were talking about, well, we should take it all around the world or to Europe at least first or something like that.
Yeah.
And not have it be distributed here in the United States.
Now,
that doesn't make sense.
Now, what kind of sense does that make when we had the problem that we've had in the United States, wouldn't you want to take care of your own people first?
Well, certainly. And of course, there a viable vaccine is going to be distributed across the world. There's no doubt about that. But first and foremost is we have to make sure that Americans are able to get back to work, get back to doing what they're doing, move about freely, not have these restrictions. And the American military, by the way, Captain, is ready in order to distribute these.
Yes, they are.
They will take care of the temperature issues of the, you know, keep the vaccine safe and viable and so forth. And they know how to do this, and they are going to do it. And one would wonder why Biden would surround himself with advisors that seem to be going the opposite direction of the American people.
Well, Cuomo in New York doesn't want anything done at all until Biden gets in, because he doesn't trust Donald Trump to do it right, which is a bunch of nonsense, because I wouldn't trust Cuomo to do anything right with the thousands of dead bodies that he's got on his conscience and his watch for what he did in New York.
Well, you know, Captain, this points up the idea that there's so much politics wrapped up in this. And what Governor Cuomo was talking about was pure politics. This is continuing to bash Trump. You know, maybe he thinks he's going to pull this out and he just wants to keep on damaging President Trump. Why not say, yippee, we're going to get a vaccine and New Yorkers are going to get back to normal sooner and we got to make this thing go. Nope. Instead, it's going to be, we might have tried to delay this because we just need President Biden to come in here like it makes it all okay. And again, gee whiz, that's not leadership at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely correct. And let me see here. I misspelled somebody's name. I'm going to have to. I was just giving a reply here to somebody wished me Happy Veterans Day, and I misspelled their name. So I'm going to do this right in the mix. But we're going to be taking a break here very shortly, folks. And today is Veterans Day, and I want you to remember that in your travels when you see the veterans, and you'll see a bunch of them out today, all over the place with their hats and their shirts and whatnot. I personally, at lunchtime, we'll be down in Lakewood Ranch for the Manatee Sarasota Veterans Luncheon down there with the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club. They're honoring all the veterans, and I'll be there for that. And then I'll be roaming around the area when I come back up later. So there you go. And Kyle, you hold that thought. And folks, we're going to have a special bottom of the hour Veterans Day song. So you'll like that, I'm sure. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And thank you very much for tuning into the Captain's America on this Veterans Day 2020. This part of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that manufacture a product that's been working for me for going on 5 years. And I'll tell you what, if you've got any type of pain or inflammation, and maybe you had it for quite a while and you've been taking a leave or whatever, maybe you've been taking some heavy-duty stuff, and you once in a while decide not to take it because it makes you a little groggy and sleepy and this, that, and the other, let me give you an all-natural alternative choice. It's called Relief Factor. Now, it's got the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also helps in the healing process, and it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you have. Comes in convenient individual packets. It supports healthy joints and muscles, and I will tell you, for $19.95, you can have the 3-week quick start to see if it'll work for you. That's all it costs, about $1 a day. For 3 weeks, $19.95. Give it a try. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. Give it a try, and if it works, guess what? You found a new friend, didn't you? And it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Relieffactor.com/captain. Believe me, it's a godsend to a lot of people. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to mention something here because Ron Edwards is going to be on the program tomorrow, and I heard something yesterday from him, which is amazing. He said a lot of people voted in Michigan this year, a lot more than normal. And then he made a comment to me on the phone. He says, by the way, my grandmother and grandfather voted, and they're dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Now, yeah. That's a personal testament. And he filled out an affidavit and along with some other things that were going on. Because here's what's going on in Michigan right now, folks. Now, never mind Georgia. Yeah, we know all about Georgia, for sure. We know all about the other states where they're challenging and counting and this, that, and the other. But listen to what just got filed yesterday in a federal lawsuit in Michigan. It cited multiple witness accounts of irregularities, incompetence, and unlawful vote counting. The suit relies on affidavits from actual witnesses who say they saw election officials counting ineligible ballots, counting batches of same ballots multiple times, counting illegal late ballots and predating them, accepting ballots deposited in drop boxes after the deadline, and duplicating ballots illegally. Now, this is huge, and this is just Michigan, one state.
That is huge, Captain, and of course, I think this is why, you know, they're going to be demanding, for example, hand recounts. And something else, too, I think is so important. If you have poll watchers, how in the heck can they see from 30 or 40 or 100 feet away?
They can't.
What's going on with the ballots? You know, in other words, I think any reasonable person, Captain, would think that you'd be close enough to observe the ballots, to have a good idea how many votes are coming in for each candidate, and that way everybody's sort of on the same page that the vote tallies would be in line with the reported totals. But, of course, it doesn't work like that at all. What we saw here were egregious violations of the people's right and the public's ability to monitor free and fair elections. If they can't do that, guess what, Captain? They're not free and fair elections anymore.
No, and there's more. Biden's lead in Arizona dropped below 14,000 votes or 63,000 ballots left to count. So, therefore, that opens that up wide open. And, of course, we know that also yesterday, North Carolina, the victory went to, in the Senate, went to Senator Tillis, and the Democrat, Mr. Cunningham, conceded. Tillis was up going away by 1.7 points, and there was no conceivable way that he could win election. It wasn't within 1%, so it won't be an automatic recount. But we've got the votes in other states that are close. Obviously, Nevada. And in Nevada, we have Wayne Allen Root coming on Friday morning, who's going to tell us about all the stuff that's been going on there. But in Nevada, it's just unbelievable because they mailed everybody a ballot that was in their system, whether they were a registered voter, a likely voter, or whatnot. And they got votes back from people in other states that don't even live there anymore.
Well, that's exactly right.
But thousands of votes.
Yeah, and the Democrats understood this, Captain. When they saw the opportunity that COVID afforded them, and this is what I'm hearing. People are telling me this as well, Captain. When they saw the opportunity that COVID afforded them, they thought, here we go. We can use this. We can say, hey, you want to be safe and vote from home? We'll just mail everybody a ballot. And they realized that was basically Christmas time for them, Captain, to be able to say, look, we're going to flood the system here. And they found a way to do it, unfortunately.
Now, the president did demand a hand recount of all Georgia ballots because of what's going on there. There's more information coming out about Georgia, and we'll be getting into that a little bit later. But also Mitch McConnell said he did not expect any interruption of the presidential transition once that, in fact, takes place, if it does. And, of course, the Department of Justice's elections crimes chief stepped down. He was a Democrat, a very hard-pressed, hardcore liberal Democrat who got involved in the investigation with General Flynn and this, that, and the other. He was part of that mess over there, that conglomerate. So they know they've lost nothing with that guy with him leaving.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, I'm going to build on a Joe Biden gaffe here real quick. Remember when Joe Biden said he trusted truth over facts?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we are being told a quote-unquote truth in all of this. But the facts aren't really bearing that out, namely that Joe Biden won this, it was all fair and square, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a truth over facts, basically. But here's the thing, Captain. Why isn't Joe Biden himself saying, well, we better find out if this was really okay or not. Because given what we know, any reasonable person would say there are some very serious problems here. And for the Democrats, of course, we know while they're going along their merry way, they just want to run out the clock and take office, and that's all they're trying to do. But Americans, I think, will rightly see that as simply, turning a blind eye to an obvious problem. Again, their truth over facts.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, in Wisconsin, Republicans have got thousands of people that they've identified that avoided voter ID laws in proving they were who they said they were. And in some cases, it may have been people registering with alternate names over several different times in order for them to vote multiple times.
Well, again, see, these
how about
are the,
that?
Yeah, I mean, this is infuriating. Because our vote is our voice, and this is the great leveling factor in our society, always has been. If you have a vote, you can say what you want. But when people cheat and do these kinds of things, they disenfranchise people from actually voting and making their voice heard legitimately, and that is the most un-American thing I can think of.
Now, we don't know exactly what states the Department of Justice investigators have gone to per the instruction of Attorney General Barr, but we believe it's five states, and we believe that the investigators are there investigating the alleged election irregularities, everything from dead people voting to people that weren't registered to vote to votes being counted over and over again to ballots being harvested and put in there without any proper certification as to who they were, what they said they were. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, Captain. And unfortunately, I think that they realized that they can dump all these votes in the system. These kinds of shenanigans can be almost literally in broad daylight. But they understand this, Captain, that there's the media is simply not going to pursue this. It's not going to, I mean, look at the Hunter Biden story, for example. The media simply ignored it, and they ignored it for the specific reason that this could hurt Joe Biden and, you know, their preferred candidate. And again, this infuriates Americans because Americans, number one, they want to know the truth. They want to make up their own minds, and they want to make their voice heard. Whatever that is, we'll accept it, but it has to be fair.
All right, and hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to have a special tribute, a special Veterans Day tribute at the bottom of the hour. So don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back on this Veterans Day 2020.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As President Trump's campaign continues their legal challenges in Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, his officials and supporters remain confident that when the process has been completed, the president will retain the White House. Taking questions from reporters Tuesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there's no reason to believe the State Department wouldn't be able to fulfill its national security functions no matter who wins the presidential election.
The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, successful today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful.
USA Radio News has not called the election for either candidate and is instead waiting for all legal challenges and investigations to be completed. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for, I don't know, many, many years, about 75, and I've been with them for 15 years, and every year, knock on wood, I get a nice safe driver's discount. I get it bundled along with my homeowner's insurance and my automobile and my homeowner's insurance together, and it saves me a bunch of money. The reason I know that is because I've comparison shopped before to see whether or not that was indeed going to be the case, and in fact, it is. So if you want to find out more, go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code and give them the type of vehicle you're driving, and they'll definitely give you a rate, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, a boat, whatever it is you're using. And if you've got homeowners or renter's insurance, you can also get a cost comparison there. And if you bundle the two together, you can save a bundle. How's that? You can save a bundle yourself. And I'm going to bring back Kyle Warren here for just a second. Okay, Kyle, I'm going to do something very special for Veterans Day. Every year I do something different. And we'll start get it started like right about now, I think. Let's see here.
Raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone, up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit, yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots, I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay, I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway, providing for our futures, my responsibility, yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier.
I can only say two words when I hear that, Kyle. One is wow, and the other one's thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Wow and thank you are right. And, of course, you know, God bless our vets and God bless our troops and keep them safe. You know, Captain, again, you know, when we think about our freedoms and we think about the very ability to even have programs like this where we could talk about anything we want to talk about, we can thank a vet.
Yep, and the generation, the greatest generation before us, World War II, if my dad hadn't gone over with many other veterans to Normandy and D-Day and jumped with the 82nd Airborne, we might have been speaking German today, or Japanese, or even Russian.
That's right.
Or Italian, for that matter.
How fragile it really all is.
Mm-hmm.
Not only from existential threats, but from alien, you know, philosophies that seem to take hold. And so, again, that you're absolutely right. Things could be very different right now.
Yep. Now, there's some interesting things going on here. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, made a comment yesterday about the president's second term in office. Let's see. The way he said it was, the vote count will lead to a second Trump administration. Well, of course, the Democrats jumped all over that, the Biden people. So he softened his term a little bit, and he called it, you know, he backed off on his claim a little bit. Because, again, there is no winner as of yet anywhere, correct?
Well, that's exactly right.
No one's been certified in any state.
Nope.
So, therefore, for anyone to call anybody a president-elect is absolutely not correct.
Right. It's what's going on is literally the media seem to be treating this as a garden variety election.
Yep.
Anything
done, deal, over and finished. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And again, and by the way, why can't we call other states for Trump? What is the huge holdup on these kinds of things? But again, what that does, it continues to create the illusion that Biden has the momentum here. And as you said, it's a done deal. And typically, under normal circumstances, you make those projections, and there aren't these kinds of things going on. But this is a very, very different election cycle.
Well, that's all true. And the thing of it is, folks, is that we got states that have to be certified. They have nothing has been certified yet. Nothing. There's not a winner until there's certification. And then the next process after that is the Electoral College, which is on December the 14th. Obviously, there's a bunch of lawsuits being put together in these states that are way too close to call. We just mentioned Arizona. We mentioned that the vote count there is starting to go in the president's favor. With more votes left to count in heavily Republican areas, which we expect are going to change that total dramatically over the next day or two or three. In addition, Georgia, where we know that some 27,000 votes that cannot be verified as to who they are, what they are, where they are, because there was no voter ID involved, have been counted. And now they're being tracked to make sure that if they can't, in fact, verify who the people are, that the votes won't count. It's that simple.
It is that simple, but this is the fruition, Captain, of what we've seen from the Democrat Party for a very, very long time, and that is to not have any real verification of who people are, if they're voting or not, and if they're eligible to vote, and they couch it in the phraseology that every vote counts and et cetera, which sounds really patriotic and it sounds really serious about American values, but of course, you know, no, it serves their own purpose, and it brings us to the very situation we're in right now.
Yeah, and I've got a question from somebody down in Sarasota. They want to know where I'm going to be today at that, I mentioned I was going to be down at Lakewood Ranch. The Lakewood Ranch Republican Club has their meeting today, but they also are honoring all the veterans, and they're inviting veterans to come there. I'm going to be one of the veterans that will be speaking. I'll probably be the primary speaker there with a couple of other speakers. So you'll be able to find me there at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club today around noontime, and I'll be there for probably an hour or an hour and a half. Look forward to seeing anybody that can show up and be there. It's an open invitation to anybody that wants to come and hear what's being said. It's a very good group. I used to belong to it when my wife was alive and I lived down there, so they're good friends of mine. I look forward to that. Now, hang on, Kyle, because we've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Fred, and I'm from Clearwater.
What would you like there, sir?
First, happy Veterans Day to both of you, and to all the veterans we owe everything to, or we wouldn't be having this discussion right now.
Thank you.
Second, one of the most important things has gone very, very quiet again. The Hunter, Joe Biden, indictments and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be a way to put this to rest if we can get that out there and we disrupt Joe Biden's happy talk and bring it out to everybody to know? It just seemed like it went silent like all the other things that we started but never completed yet.
All right, we'll answer that for you. Now, we got a break coming up here, so Kyle, we're going to have to go with the break. We got the Truckers Highway and Byway News, and by the way, we have got a tropical storm warning along many of the areas of the southwest coast of Florida, going up into the Big Bend area and around into the Panhandle right now, as our little friend Ada is still in the mix here. We've not forgotten about her.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. And this one goes out to Trucker Jim out there right now up there in northern Michigan. And he says it's snowing so hard out here, I pulled over, and we're just going to shut her down for the night. And we'll get into all that in a minute because the Truckers Highway and Byway Report to help everybody that's out there in the highways and byways tonight is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Make sure you pull in there, check them out, and see what they're all about. Don't forget to join the Drivers Club, too, because guess what? You get yourself points in the restaurant, points in the travel store, and also when you buy your fuel, you get points. You'll be able to use them, too, on down the line. All righty. Well, Leland Martin's going to kick it off.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. His back, it's a fact, he's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands, nothing he's got was handed to him. All
sold chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box at GMC. Now with a tricked out TV, cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's a working class.
Alrighty, that's Cleveland Mark. He's a working class.
By the DOT.
And I'm going to cut it right there because we've got things to do and we got to make a comment here to the caller we just got. But I'm going to get right to the chase here before I get over to Kyle. We do have weather out there, but I got to tell everybody about what's going on in Florida. Now, tropical storm force winds are expected by late Wednesday along portions of the Florida Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to Suwannee River. And it's possible Thursday, too, from the Suwannee River to the Ocala River. Now, interest all along the Florida Gulf Coast should monitor the progress of Etta. Why? Because this thing is angling into Florida a little further south than what we saw yesterday. Now, if you're in Tampa Bay, you better pay attention, folks, because heavy rainfall from Etta will continue across western Cuba, south Florida through tonight and spread northward across portions of west Florida, eastern Florida Panhandle, and north Florida Wednesday through Friday. Additional flash and urban flooding is possible for south Florida tonight and along the southwestern coast of Florida, especially across previous inundated areas and eventually across portions of west central Florida, including where I'm sitting right now, the eastern Florida Panhandle and north Florida Wednesday through Friday. Now, this has got a lot of rain with it. It's not necessarily a windmaker. It does have some wind, but this is a big-time rainmaker. So a lot of low-lying areas, if they're telling you to get out because you're going to get flooded, believe them. Get out. This thing is coming towards Florida, and it's all there is to it. It's all I can tell you. Somewhere between, and by the way, tropical storm warnings in Sarasota, and Manatee, and further up the line and further down the line, Fort Myers is pretty much the southern edge of things right now. Naples, obviously, you're getting brushed by the outer bands of rain right now. And we'll just wait and see what happens. Now, I'm going to go over to Kyle. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Right now, tonight, we're tracking winter weather advisories up in Montana, in western Montana. This is going to also be in northern Idaho and north eastern Washington State. Looking at the radar projections here, we're seeing, of course, rain and snow moving across Washington State in the Walla Walla area, also in the Moscow, Idaho area, and through Missoula, looks like they're getting snow as well, and should be snowing. If it's not snowing right now, it should be starting up soon in places like Great Falls, Montana. Very, very low temperatures there, by the way, as well. Winter weather advisory heading down south of Seattle and Tacoma, and east of Portland. Winter weather advisory going down about as far as Eugene, Oregon right now. We got frost advisories up and down the northern coast of California, a frost advisory in the Santa Rosa area, and freeze warning in part of the Central Valley. This is south of Modesto, but it encompasses Fresno and Bakersfield as well. So if you're heading up 99 or Interstate 5, you're going to be in some pretty cold weather in California tonight. That's what we're seeing, winter weather advisory as well, in the northwestern corner of Wyoming right now as well, Captain. And that's really what's happening out west for now.
Yeah, Minnesota, hello to winter. Duluth, Minnesota, east of the Twin Cities, down towards the Twin Cities. You've got snow, winter storm warning up in there, too. You've got snow, western part of Wisconsin, winter storm warning there. Green Bay getting snow, upper peninsula of Michigan getting snow. Lots of wind around the lakes tonight, the Great Lakes. Cold temperatures in Oklahoma, east of Tulsa, east of Oklahoma City. Fog in the southwestern corner of Minnesota and the southwestern corner of Minnesota, southeastern corner of South Dakota, northwestern corner of Iowa. You've got some rain and some flash flood watches going on in the mountains of North Carolina, South Carolina, and into Virginia. And then, as I said, you've got Tropical Storm Etta. It is a tropical storm. However, Florida, boy, oh boy, oh boy, from Fort Myers all the way up to Crystal River, you need to be paying close attention tonight to what's going on with these bands of rain coming in. There will be some wind. The storm has gone more, has moved more to the east now than what it was, because we all thought it was going to go over towards Mobile. We talked about that last night based on the track, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Well, the upper air current and the steering levels that control these things pushed it over further closer to Florida. So now it's coming over, and this is the 27th storm of the year, and we're into the subtropical. We're not into the hurricane season right now. This is subtropical, and we've got another one, number 28, that's out there in the Caribbean to the east of us that looks like as if it's going to become a storm and go back into the Yucatan. So here we go again. This is a busy season.
It really is, Captain. So many named storms, and we went into the Greek Alpha.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the caller that we got there and what he talked about. We had already talked about that last week, but 36%, folks, and this is the mainstream media doing their job. The people that sit there and watch ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, MSNBC weren't getting any information, per se, about the Hunter Biden thing and all that. And 36% of 5,000 people polled in a media research poll that all voted Democrat had no idea about Joe Biden's involvement with Hunter Biden and the criminal activity. Not a clue.
And that, Captain, is really upsetting. But, of course, it means that many in the mainstream media were successful in their bid to suppress one of the most important stories in a presidential campaign that we've seen in a very long time.
That is correct. Now, it's up to me and you and the rest of us that are sitting here on the conservative side of the aisle to get the story out there. However, the people that don't pay attention to us, that should be, okay, they don't know.
They don't know, and unfortunately, when you have the ability to suppress such a story, and you can't even share it on your social media. I'm not talking about somebody sitting at the computer trying to share it. I'm talking about the New York Post, for goodness sake, sending out a legitimate, well-researched story.
Yeah, and they could not put it out there on Twitter. They could not get it up on Facebook. It was left to guys like us. And by the way, when I got over there on Parler, and I've been there for I don't know how long right now, but when I got over there on Parler, I'm posting everything on Parler and posting on Facebook. I don't have any problems at all posting anything over there, including the stories that come out about Hunter and Joe and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, because they want that over there.
Well, you know, America is based on, and Americans expect, the free exchange of ideas. And you know what, Captain? If somebody has crazy cockamamie stories or ideas, people, you know, they can discern that. But
sure.
Now we have people who say, well, we're going to decide whether or not you can hear this story. Yeah. That's not right.
Yeah, and for the people that were following a QAnon, which, it's interesting, the stuff they put out there. I didn't buy into everything they had to say, but QAnon, guess where they're at?
Where's that?
Parler.
On Parler, yep.
They're over on Parler. They're over there right now, and they're posting the stuff they used to post on Facebook and Twitter. It's over there at Parler. So if you want to see it, you can see it. Doesn't mean you have to believe it, but it's there. And if you want to go back to taking a look at what they say, Parler is spelled P-A-R-L-E-R. You go over there. I am at The Captain's America, all lowercase, at The Captain's America over there. You can follow me and see all the stuff we're doing. Kyle, hang on, folks. We'll be back with hour number two of The Captain's America Third Watch. Your calls are welcome. Kathy's going to tell you how.
You're listening to The Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran non nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.